Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Full casting for the Broadway revival of Elf the Musical was just revealed this morning. Joining the previously announced Gray Henson and Sean Astin as Buddy and Santa will be Kayla Davion as Jovi, Michael Hayden as Walter Hobbs, Ashley Brown as Emily Hobbs, Kai Edgar as Michael, Jennifer Sanchez as Deb, Kaylin Allen as the Macy's manager, and Michael Diener will play a little boy. Davion was most recently seen on Broadway as an understudy for the titular role in Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Hayden, a 1994 Tony nominee for Carousel, was recently in a 2019 revival of All My Sons. Brown last originated Mary Poppins. She would later return to the Disney musical for 4 months in 2011. Sanchez, whose last Broadway credit was 2019's The Rose Tattoo, also took part in a 2023 pre-Broadway tryout production of Real Women Have Curves, which is expected to arrive in New York sometime next year. Diener last played young Leo in Leopoldstadt. Edgar and Allen will be making their Broadway debuts. The latter is known for his viral food reaction videos. He spent 3 years as a guest contributor on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. Elf will also feature a 12-person ensemble and 4 swings, completing the cast. Previews begin November 9th, opening night is November 17th, and it will run through January 4th at the Marquee Theater. The in-person box office for Gypsy officially opens this Thursday, October 10th at 10 a.m. Eastern. The first 88 people online will receive a commemorative window card signed by the show's stars, Audra McDonald, Danny Burstein, Joy Woods, and Jordan Tyson. The number has great significance in the musical, as Rose's father does not give her the 88 cents needed to expand Baby June's vaudeville act. The offer will be limited to 1 window card per transaction and 1 transaction per person. Gypsy begins previews November 21st and opens December 19th at the newly renovated Majestic Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, October 6th. Broadway's total gross and attendance both soared last week by 12% and 8% respectively. Some of the newest titles out there are starting to find their audiences, especially Sunset Boulevard. In its first full week of action at the St. James Theater, the minimalist, tech-heavy reimagining starring Nicole Scherzinger brought in over $1,075,000 over 6 previews, notably without selling out the house. Opening night is October 20th. Sold-out houses could be found at Romeo and Juliet in its first full week, The Outsiders, McNeil, and Oh Mary. Over at The Notebook, original cast members John Cardoza and Jordan Tyson played their final performance on Sunday. The new musical, set to close on December 15th, rose to just over $605,000 at the Gerald Schoenfeld. New young lovers Anna Zavelson and Benji Santiago begin today as they make their Broadway debuts with the production. Last week was Broadway's highest-grossing week as a whole since the week ending August 18th. And coming up at the end of this week is a long holiday weekend, which may just boost those numbers even higher. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.